David, your thoughts on tonight's win here at Windsor Park?
Obviously, when the dust settled, I thought we could have been better in the first half. It was a little bit of a slow, a little bit of a sluggish start. We rejigged a little bit. But again, I thought we created, or should have created, probably more. We were in the final third a bit. Nearly got caught in the counter-attack, maybe once. But again, getting into half-time was crucial. We spoke to the players, and the players knew that we could have been doing a little bit better. Credit to, obviously, PSNI. They set up in a way that made it difficult for us in the early stages to go and create the right opportunity. The second half, when the game opened up a little bit, we moved the ball a little bit quicker, and we got the deserved goals.
And some quality goals as well, Jordan and Al Quinn.
Yeah, Quinny, a well-taken free kick. Again, he has that in abundance, where he probably should be scoring more in and around, because I think there was one or two of his corners in the second half were falling a little bit short. Jordan coming on, again, it's important that any of the subs or anybody coming on, given the opportunity, makes an impact, and Jordan did that tonight with a quick fire double, which basically then sort of sealed the game. Matthew Shevlin coming on and scoring, again, should build his own self-confidence, self-esteem to know that, or certainly for me and Matthew, that if he is given the opportunity, he's capable, and it was a well-taken goal. But delighted for Josh Archer tonight again, coming on. The three subs who come on tonight all scored, so it's always positive when you want people to come on, put their hand up and make an impact. And say Josh has been in and around now for the last sort of week, 10 days, in and around some of the friendly games, the behind closed doors games. He's done really well, hasn't looked out of place. I wanted to get him on for at least half an hour tonight, which we did. And again, he didn't let me down. He's comfortable in possession. He looked tidy on the ball. And when the ball dropped to him, he put it in the top corner, which was really pleasing. Really pleased for Josh tonight.
It's been an awful 6-7 months. No fans, little football. Tonight was a start of the way back with, I think it was 150 fans in the North Stand. And 8,000 people watching on Linfield TV, which is encouraging that we've got that amount of interest.
Yeah.
But it's nice to take the first small step in hopefully a road to normality.
Yeah, again, it's not where everybody wants to be at the minute. It's still not the old normal that we all
long for
and basically just assume was normal. But even tonight, coming down, we've played numerous games now behind closed doors and whatever else, but coming sort of down even the steps tonight, and you can hear a ripple of applause and support coming from the North Stand, and normally it's sort of the away supporters that sat in there. But pleased to have our Linfield fans back again. It's what they long for, to come and watch the beloved Linfield. And I know how frustrated it's been. I've spoke to numerous and many, probably even going the whole way back to lockdown, to reassure them that hopefully when this is back to when there is back to some sort of normality, that we can't wait to have them back. So I was pleased to a little bit of support back tonight, and we long for them, we look forward to them, and we should be excited by hopefully getting many more supporters back into this great stadium.
Tonight's a useful exercise in terms of preparing us for the start of the league, and we have another important cup tie next Tuesday away to Carrick or Newington. These are good preparation games for Carrick Rangers here on Saturday week.
Yeah, again, they're important. Even the behind closed doors games have been crucial for me, because it's important for me to see where we're at, where I feel as the manager deciding on teams and players and squads and whatever else to go into a tough season. This year, some of the other clubs have improved. I feel as if we not only improved, but we still can improve on what we've shown so far, which is important, that you don't reach your peak too early, because it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a demanding season. The players are, and I basically feel at the minute as if we had two or three pre-seasons at the minute from being back from the European games. But again, the players are in a good place at the minute. Some of the players are away international week this week, who missed the game tonight. There's one or two, maybe Carrion Knox, who we didn't feel the need to risk tonight. So more importantly, the 17th, yes, we're going to have a game next week against Carrick or Newington, which when the game comes, we'll look forward to it. But the big day is the 17th, and I hope for everybody's sake and everybody who loves not only Linfield but Irish League football in general, that we can go back to playing, watching, supporting, you know, their beloved clubs.
Let's hope that tonight is the start of, you know, a return to what we all long for.
Look forward to it, Alan.
Cheers, Dave.